Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. Once again, we are on chapter 12. Chapter 12 is going to make you a dealer. And we are going to understand who is a dealer, because the buying and selling is a very, very critical game. Buying and selling of foreign currency, it has to be done by specialized persons. And these specialized persons are the dealers who are actually doing the buying and selling transactions on behalf of the bank. And when we talk about the dealer has to be a very special person. He has to be an informed person. Any small mistake can create huge losses. And we have seen the maximum profit that happens to a bank comes from the treasury, and these dealers are responsible for making that profit. And they need to actually understand what they are doing, and for that reason they need to understand the positions that they are maintaining. So what are the different types of positions? What are the things they actually see before they enter the dealing room in the morning, during the dealing, and during the day, what exactly they actually look into it? These are very, very important aspects. We are going to look into this chapter. But before that, like any forex transactions, a lot of risk is involved into this dealing, actual transactions. And what are the risks? Why the risk originate? That also we are going to cover up in the beginning of this chapter. So the learning objective of the chapter is to understand the foreign exchange dealings and the risks that are involved in it. We'll also describe the different types of dealers and the positions that are maintained by them during this trading process of foreign exchange. So what are the dealings in foreign exchange? Bank regularly buys and sells foreign exchange either on its own or on its behalf of the client. If the bank sells exchange at a price higher than it buys, it makes a profit. On the other hand, if it sells lower than what it buys, obviously it becomes a loss. And hence, profit and loss becomes a part of this game. And whoever is actively involved and ensures that the bank always remains in profit becomes a good dealer for the bank. So that's the basic crux of this game. You need to ensure that you at least cover the risk, if not make the profit. But overall, the main objective of this game is to make profits. To safeguard against this possibility of loss, bank ensures that it squares off its position so that it doesn't remain in loss. And in every transaction, it also loads a profit so that it continues to remain in profit. If a customer wishes to sell foreign exchange, the bank checks at what price it can be sold, and accordingly it adjusts its profit and books the transactions with the customer with the adjusted price. So no way it is going to make a loss. Whatever the rates that are quoted once the bank is sure that the subsequent transaction that it makes in the open market keeps them in the profit. Why it is imperative to be aware of the risk involved while dealing in the foreign exchange? So we are pretty sure that there is a risk, and the next question or the next immediate thing that should be kept in mind is, should we be aware? Yes, absolutely. If we are aware of the risk, then only we will be able to do our transactions. Foreign exchange dealing is a very risky activity, and this risk arises due to the fluctuations in a day, in a week, in a month, or any time in the future, because foreign exchange transactions are not done only on spot. It can be on future. And when it comes to anything other than spot, then we also need to be aware about the factors that are going to impact the forex rate in the future. And we have already seen various factors, like it can be economic performance, it can be the interest rates, it can be different other factors which can actually impact the foreign exchange rate. So these all things are to be kept in mind while you do these transactions. Additionally, it is only time when a transaction is put through in a bank without prior vetting or approval. It is imperative, therefore, that one is aware of the risk involved and how the foreign exchange dealings takes place. So, without knowing the risk, if one enters into a foreign exchange transactions, it can provide various consequences which the bank or the dealer may have to suffer. And hence, the cardinal rule in this forex transaction is, a sale should be covered by a purchase and a purchase by a sale, which means squaring off a transaction by another transaction. ultimately what remains is you remain safe. And because of this safety, if you have actually adjusted the price within this squaring of transaction, you always remain in profit. So if one follows the cardinal rules, one not only secures one transaction, but what also ensures profitability in a forex transaction. And one thing has to be kept in mind, ideal situations are never met in a foreign exchange market because the maturities can be different, the rates will always keep on changing. It is impossible to match every purchase with an exact sale or every sale with a purchase or the exact amount. If the amounts are small, banks may not directly enter into bank will club altogether and then make a transaction, then make a deal out of it because they may not get the desired profitability or even the desired client for buying or selling for small quantities of foreign exchange. If bank feels that a particular currency is likely to appreciate, it may hold a position in the hope of making a significant profit. This is typically from the speculation point of view. And if the bank enters into speculation, it may actually offload the currency when it has met its target, and significant profits can be made, and sometimes the bank may also have to suffer losses because of speculation. And the why this is happening, because there is no ideal situation, the position keeps on changing and the dealer has to be alert and ensure that he takes advantage and makes profit out of it rather than landing up in losses. Now we have spoken so many about so much thing about the dealer. So now it's the time to understand who exactly is a dealer. The dealer is a very, very important person in the treasury department of the bank. The dealer is a person who buys and sells a foreign exchange on behalf of the bank. And when we say in on behalf of the bank, it can be for the bank's own purpose or for behalf of the client. So the dealer has to know everything about the foreign exchange currency movements, about the foreign exchange market, about the factors that are going to impact the foreign exchange market, and he must be aggressive and decisive because the time is lost, the money is lost. Any small hesitation can cause a lot of losses and missing of profitable opportunities. So the dealer has to be very aggressive and decisive. He must be familiar with what is happening in the economics around the globe, especially when it comes to political stability, especially when it comes to the decisions of the central bank. He must also know about the interest rates, because we have seen one of the important factors that can impact the currency is the interest rates. And if he has to make a deal with any entity across the globe, he should be totally aware about all the factors that are going to influence the currency value. The dealer must know about the market feelings also, because even though he might know about various theoretical factors, but the market never always moves on theoretical factors. One of the important factors that can have significant impact on the foreign currency is the mood of the market, is the sentiments of the traders, and hence the dealer must also know about the market feelings. He must also know about the exchange control regulations, because we'll never know which particular country, which particular central bank might impose certain restrictions, and if the transactions are halted, then the maturity settlement might not happen, and hence knowing of exchange control regulations are also equally important like market feelings and sentiments. And for this reason, the dealing rooms are usually equipped with sophisticated integrated platforms. Will not only flash the screens, it will equip him with the telephone lines, the communication lines, the screens screaming the latest currency value, the factors that are changing across the globe which can impact the currency value, the positions that are being handled by the dealer himself as well as the entire bank with the different banks, what are the limits that are set. Everything appears on the dashboard of the dealer, and the dealing rooms are equipped with all these facilities to help the dealer to be very, very certain for making any decisions out of the information that he is actually accessing. The dealer is usually the first person, the bank of the bank, because it's not the bank who deals, it's the dealer on behalf of the bank, and hence it is a duty to determine the foreign exchange rates at which the bank will buy or sell exchange during the day. The dealer has to ensure the monies are properly deployed and monies are available to meet the commitments. when we say properly deployed, it means subject to the rules. The dealer has to comply with the limits set on him, with the limits on the exposure, with the procedure for the way the deal has to be conducted. So all aspects related to the deal has to be complied with by the dealer, and he must believe in self and be prepared to take a calculated risk. It's not just saving his skin because he is doing a game of risk. In this, he has to take a calculated risk so that he makes a profit for himself and for the bank. And for that reason, he must believe himself that whatever decisions he is going to make is going to be the best, and the bank would get advantage out of it. The dealer must be able to make a decision fast and act as the race moves up, because these rates never remain constant, and if he doesn't hit the deal at the time when he wants a favorable position, then the position might not remain. It remains just for the seconds, and once the seconds are gone, then the dealer misses that opportunity, and a profit opportunity might get converted into a loss opportunity, and hence dealer must be very quick, sharp and accurate while dealing in the foreign exchange market. Normally, every morning the dealers meet before the business day starts, and this helps them to discuss the strategies. This helps them to exchange their views on the market that is going to happen during the day based on the closing rates of other markets, because we have seen the market remains open for 24 hours a day. It starts early morning at Sydney, then it moves to Singapore, then it comes to India, then it goes to Europe, and from Europe to America. So different timelines during the 24-hour stretch are available. But when it comes to the opening hours for a dealer in a particular country like India, he also needs to see what has happened before and what is going to happen. He can have his estimate or prediction for the next hours of the day. So that's the reason the multiple minds meet together, multiple dealers meet together, and actually try to understand the different factors that are going to affect the currency during the day, and they are able to discuss a strategy for the day, and this becomes a very important tool for the dealer to actually handle the deals during the day. Dealers are also provided before trading hours with a summary of various sales and purchase transactions put through, and the list of deliveries to be taken, given of contracts concluded earlier, so that they are very much aware about the history of the transactions, what has happened in the recent past, and what are the open positions, so that they can actually take that to their advantage and see that the next deals they make out of it are favorable for the bank. The dealer will also be advised of the balances in the foreign currency and local currency accounts, and hence there is no possibility of the crossing the limits or the exposure set for them, and within that they can see the best opportunity and make good deals for the bank. Now, having understood who is a dealer, and we have seen the dealer is aware about the various positions that are maintained for the bank. So now we are going to see three different types of positions that a dealer is supposed to look at. The first position is the exchange position. What is the exchange position? Exchange position is the net result of the bank's sales and purchases. So in order to aware of the amount bought and sold, a dealer records the day's purchase and sales on a sheet, which is commonly known as the blotter. So the blotter provides the net results, the sales and purchases put in by the bank, and together we get an exchange position. This begins with the opening balance, to which is added the purchases and sales are deducted from the balance, and all deals to be included in the exchange position, including the forward contracts, even though the dealer deliveries are to take place at a date in future. So exchange position becomes a very, very important tool for understanding the day's transactions, both in terms of sales and purchase, as well as what is the opening balance. The exchange position comprises of all sales and purchase transactions, and these transactions arises from dealing with the customers, dealing with other banks, as well as dealing in the local and international market. So all the transactions put through, whether it be a customer, whether it be other banks or other local and international markets, are included in the exchange position. Purchases of foreign exchange also includes the purchase of export bills, forward purchase contracts from customers and interbank, the payments of demand drafts, mail transfers, telegraphic, telex transfers, traveler checks, personal checks, and the likes. Proceeds on realization bills and on collections on date of realizations are also included in the purchases of foreign exchange transactions. So if those are the purchases, what are the sales? Sales includes the payment of import bills, forward sales contracts, both customers and interbanks, issue of demand drafts, telegraphic, TLX transfers, as well as the traveler's checks and the like. So we have specific transactions which can be included in the purchase and sales of the foreign exchange. Now, we have seen the exchange position. So once again, let us see what all is included in the exchange position. The exchange position includes the cash held in the nostro account, the foreign currency notes held, import and export suspense account, as well as the forward purchases sales contracts. So having understood what exactly is the exchange position, the next position we are going to look into is the cash position. What is the cash position? Cash position is simply the actual cash balances abroad. And in determining this, the transit period for remittance of maturities are important considerations, because the transit period will actually make in or break in the account. It will actually ensure that the actual cash is put into the account. In calculating the cash position, the dealer takes into account the actual foreign exchange to be received or delivered abroad that day, and ready-DT sales and purchases will affect the position. DD or empty sales will only affect the cash position after a few days, whereas the side bills purchases will affect the cash position only after the transit period. In regard to Busan's bill purchase, they will only affect the cash position after the transit period if they are discounted immediately. So these are the specific things to be kept in mind while arriving at the cash position, specifically with this specific type of instruments like the DDs or the side bills or the Usans bills. Now, cash position will have many but not all items in the exchange position. So an outward foreign currency bill purchase will be in the exchange position on the day of its purchase, but it will not be in the cash position until it is paid. Similarly, an inward foreign currency bill drawn under the bank's own ladder of credit will enter the cash position, and that is debited to a nostro account when it is negotiated, but it will not appear as a sale in the exchange position until it is sold. So these things have to be kept in mind, where the cash position will have many but not all items in the exchange position. Now the third type of position after we are going to see is the accounts position. What is accounts position? Account position simply represents the local deliveries for which the entries are made in the books of accounts. So all transactions are recorded under ready or forward contracts. The delivery of Busan's bill will be reflected irrespective of the date on which the bill will be paid. So friends, having understood these three positions, the exchange position, the cash position, and the accounts position, these three positions must be maintained separately for each currency and must not be mixed, because the basic objective of maintaining this reposition is to understand specific things about the currency, and dealers must know the position in each currency. Only then they will be able to make their transactions successfully. It must be remembered that the three positions will differ from each other, doesn't matter, because their components are different and the purpose is also different. But maintaining of these three positions separately is absolutely necessary. And when we talk about the gross or aggregate position, what does it mean? It's the total of the overbought and oversold positions in different currency. So the word gross itself means the total, and a total of what? The overbought and oversold positions in different currencies. If say US dollars, a bank has an overbought position of equivalent to say INR 55 lakhs, and in pounds the bank has an oversold position of say Indian rupees 75 lakhs, then what is the aggregate position? It would be simply 1 crore 30 lakhs. That's an addition of your US dollar as well as a pound sterling amount, and that total makes to 1 crore 30 lakhs. Having understood the gross, what is the net? Net is simply the difference. Difference of what? To arrive at the net position, the overbought and the oversold position different currencies are set off. Same in the above, in the previous example, the bank has say an overbought position in US dollars of say 55 lakh rupees and oversold position of say pound sterling of 75 lakh rupees, Then when we net it out, share it out, what is the net position? The net position would be simply 20 lakh rupees oversold. So that is how we calculate the gross and the net position. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of the chapter on the dealer and related things. Foreign exchange dealing is the riskiest activity of the banks and much depends upon the dealer. And when we talk about dealer should be knowing all, his ability should be good, his knowledge should be of world class, and he should have a super expertise while dealing with the foreign exchange transactions. To know what the exposure is, all times dealer keeps a record of various positions, and these positions are the exchange position, the cash position, the account position. That's not all. The dealer is equipped with various sorts of information on his dashboard, supported by integrated technology. And before the actual day starts, the dealer actually discusses with peer dealers and actually gets acclimatized with the market that has actually happened during the day, as well as what can happen in the future. And this discussion helps him to have his strategies during the day and to make informed decisions. And when we talk about the positions, these positions are not mixed up, they are kept separately. So the dealer gets a clear view about what a position is, and based on that can plan out his transactions. So thank you. With this, we complete this chapter on the dealer. Thank you.